Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body, but there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Good morning and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today's conversation is a bit of an unusual one for me. I'm going to be talking about intentional weight loss and weight loss surgery. So here's a content warning with the caveat that I have not changed my stance on body acceptance and fat liberation. It's a discussion, not a confession. I am friends with a bunch of people who've had weight loss surgery. Some of us met because we were together in online support groups, and others because it's more common than you may think. I've spoken with a few of them about where I am with my body. It feels safest to do so with people who understand, and even though I try my best not to make my life about my body and how it looks or what size it is, I am not cured. I am not completely devoid of critical thoughts about my body. One thing I miss from the past, when I was smaller, is my fitness. There are a lot of factors. I hate the culture of fitness groups and gyms that do challenges involving calories, food, weight loss. I work full-time and hardly make time to do things like sleep. I have asthma, and since the bushfires, I've been way more sensitive to anything that sets it off. And also, I'm not motivated by exercise. I mean, I like doing it once it's happening, and I love incidental activity like absolutely thrashing it out on a dance floor for 3 hours. But I'm just not naturally the kind of person who loves to jump up and go for a run. So when I say to myself, I want to go back to what it was like when I was smaller, that was also before I was a mum. And when I frothed the idea of having lowered my body weight for my daily, I mean, who am I kidding, at least twice daily, moment on the scales. In the past and on a regular basis, I get questions from people who've researched me and found any of the writing I did when my interest in diet culture was the driver of my content. No offense past me, but I'm glad that's not your vibe anymore. I also see the great conversations being had by my friends online, and one example of this is a question I saw on Clem Ford's Friday Night Bites. If you don't know what I mean by that, head to Clem's Instagram and you'll be able to suss it out. So this question basically asked, can we truly be allies and activists in fat liberation when we've engaged in dramatic surgery or other means to lose weight? Are we not lying to ourselves and the cause? I have been open always about the fact that I have had the gastric sleeve or weight loss surgery, GI surgery, whatever you want to call it. And in fact, the first time I started blogging at all, it was about weight loss, even though that was related to a diet company that I'm not going to name. I shared intermittently across 2011 to 2017 about my different methods and quote unquote successes. I come from a family of people who both demonized fatness and were, for the most part, of average or above average body weight. In that family, I'm the third and not the last to choose this option. I recall writing about my past as a cleansing exercise, like I was putting being fat behind me as I worked through all sorts of harmful diets, diet drugs, disorders. And let me be clear, I do not regret having the surgery. As Roxanne Gay said, I felt a swell of pride and then hated myself for that swell, for being so pedestrian as to take pleasure in the sort of validation that goes against so much of what I believe about how bodies should be allowed to be. Of course, I wanted to be thinner. That's why I had the surgery. But me, today, now, I want more than that. I want more for you and for the future. The reality of life after surgery for me was that I was simultaneously love bombed by people whose own fat phobia made them believe I was finally going to become the thin person I was inside to match my pretty face. And also judged for how this new way of life affected my ability to be a normal dinner guest. My hair thinned too, with my body and with my patients. I no longer tolerated bad dates, rude men, or looks in the gym that made me feel like I didn't belong there. I knew that even if I was still fat, I was getting thinner and I was getting healthy. The morality attached to health and thinness still pervades my mind. I've gained weight since the surgery, which is pretty common. And so that's one of the things that makes me think about when I was thinner and what I could do to get back there. Like I said, I'm not fixed. I'm not cured. Of course I'm not. Anti-diet, fat-positive role models are only stepping into the mainstream now, and even then are regularly silenced by patriarchy and the insistence that we would all be happier if we were thinner. I don't judge anyone who wishes to live in a smaller body, a body that conforms. Why are thin people happier? And of course, in this context, I acknowledge that thin privilege doesn't preclude the difficulties of life. Intersectionality, anyone? And the fact that I feel the need to mention that indicates that I have been subjected to a lot of whataboutering. So if you felt that coming on, please rest assured that, like anything, nuance is important. But back to the question. The answer is because they're not constantly told by the world, by fashion, by media, by their loved ones, that they can't fit. Never forget that anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. The pursuit of thinness is a way to distance oneself from stereotypes which are racist and seek to make the black and brown bodies of the world what not to be. I don't discuss my weight loss surgery anymore because I don't think fatness is a problem we need a solution for. The problem isn't us. I fight every day for the liberation of fat bodies because my fat body before this surgery deserved it, because every single fat body deserves it. As a society, we must learn to accept and uplift the bodies we've always been afraid to have, because my body, your body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.